Aaron and she talks.
$1,000 was
the latest offering from Lifehouse. Halfway gone. John Carney on the radio, on the FM side. So bizarre.
Bad day, that's Daniel Powner.
Carney can wind up homeless. It can happen to anyone.
You won't believe the dream I just had. I was an innkeeper in this crazy little town in Vermont.
I'm happy for you.
Nothing made sense in this place.
He's not just some guy. He's a carny. And part of a noble tradition. Carnies built this country. And though they may be rat-like in appearance, they are truly kings among men.
All right, welcome back. Third hour of the Thursday night edition of the Carney Show as we've transformed the radio station into a nightclub. Thursday night music club, and our music critic at large, Dan Dirkholtz, coming up in a bit. Little treat, local music coming up with Sam. Tomorrow on the show, well, Friday we have games, and last Friday was the debut, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of calls. Sorry we didn't get to everybody. So get an early, you don't have to call now for tomorrow night's games, but we'll be doing that in the 11 o'clock hour, 24 hours from right now, as a matter of fact. And I will give you a heads up, a game we haven't played in a while, we're going to dust off for tomorrow. And I don't know how you prepare for this, but we're playing something called the game, U-H-U-M, which is a cup size also, by the way. So, and the way it'll work is you will call up, and right before we set the timer for 1 minute, I will give you a topic on which to speak. You will then have to wax eloquently for 60 seconds about that particular topic. The good news for you is it doesn't have to be remotely factual. You could make up everything you have to say about whatever topic it is I give you. But if you say, or you say, you're done. All right? So you have a whole minute to get it in. No uhs, no ums. That's why it's called the game. That's one of the things we'll play tomorrow night. Also, the great Patty Duke joins us on the broadcast. And Mark Sweeney, who's downstairs at the Funny Bone, has promised to come upstairs and be funny and bring Jim gin. So we got that all planned for tomorrow night on the broadcast. I hope you're there for that. But let's move on with this one and the Thursday Night Music Club.
Oh, a band will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club on the Big 550 KTRS.
I said make it a double. All right, club's open for business. Let's get going. Oh, look, Slammin' Sammy. How are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
I'm living the dream.
Yeah, so,
been a week since I've seen you. Have you been out to some shows, seen some things?
Well, I took a little trip around town last night. Wish I hadn't.
Really?
Yes.
It's dark in here. Works for you. So you look ravishing is what I meant to say.
Okay. Turn those lights up.
You know, we're never going to act our age. I don't think it's ever going to happen. All right, let's start with the philanthropic arm, which I think is your left one, is it not? Right. And Play It Forward, STL.org, and Play It Forward, a movement here, and Sam being the driving force behind it, to get instruments in the hands of high school kids who otherwise wouldn't get an opportunity to play the drums or play the trumpet or the guitar because, frankly, they can't afford one. And a lot of people have these things in their attic, in their basement, and they just sit there. Violins, whatever. So we try to help do what we can to help get those instruments to you so you can get them to them. What's the latest on that front?
I'm just so impressed with the St. Louis community because the last 4 years, I think we talked a little bit last week, you know, we've probably donated over $125,000 worth of instruments.
Yeah.
And it's just getting more and more of a reputation, and people are bringing their trumpets and their saxophones. And to a school, that budget, it's not in the budget. They don't have a budget for that.
Right.
The school's budget is about $100.
So you have gotten an inordinate amount of what?
Everything.
Nothing inexplicably. It's like we got 9 oboes on Tuesday.
Well, I did get the 38 violins once.
Yeah.
And they weren't in the best condition, so I found a buddy of mine who repairs violins for a living and graciously repaired 38 of them, and it only cost Play It Forward $1,000. So that's where the fundraising efforts do come in. When the instruments are given to me and they need some repairs, there's a budget to do that.
The school is well aware of your efforts, so you are handed wish lists fairly regularly. And what do you need at the moment?
Well, it started off with a wish list, and now it's just gotten to the point where it's just word of mouth. You know, once a school teacher or a music teacher has gotten so many things from Play It Forward, you know, they have music teacher friends, and then they call, and then I try and work with that school. So we just do the best we can per kid, per school, one instrument at a time.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
I would really like some trumpets and some horns and some saxophones. Those are expensive items for any school or any parent to purchase. And we've got some very talented young students that like to take these instruments home, but often they're not able to do that. And that's really where their practice comes in.
And there are people that played in high school and in college and haven't played since and probably have that still down in the basement.
The time. I hear that all the time. And people just need to realize if we just pulled them out of our basements and our, you know, cupboards, we could put them back in the school music programs and we probably wouldn't have a music shortage. We wouldn't have it.
I'm just thinking, I've never met anyone under 60 who uses the term cupboard.
Well, that's because I'm from England.
Where were you last night? Okay. all right. Sam is here. So don't forget that. PlayItForwardSTL.org for more information on their efforts and media coverage and a lot of bands jumping in too and giving proceeds from their concerts to Play It Forward also. So watch for those. There's a good list schedule of that. Look for your horns. That's your homework assignment. And Sam, yours was to bring us some local music. So
what'd I bring?
That's what the question
was. Oh, is that what
you're
asking?
That was.
Sorry. This week we have Teddy Pressburg, a local St. Louis favorite. You can check him out at teddypressburg.com. You can also find him at the Chandler Hill Winery.
Have you been out there?
Yesterday, I was there.
Is that where you were yesterday? Probably don't have anything left right now. You have to wait for the grapes to regrow. It is gorgeous out there.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
And that's what I love about it so much. And then you get to throw some local talent. You get to sit there. You can drink wine, eat grapes, and listen to music.
When is he there?
He'll be there on June 17th from 1 to 4, a beautiful afternoon. And then you can catch them again June 20th at Shafley Bottle Works from 8 to 11. And both these shows are with his organ trio called the Resistance Organ Trio. And it's so much fun. Teddy does like this, I don't know, this psychedelic funk kind of stuff. He's very talented.
Okay.
Check him out at teddypressburg.com. And if you want, you can join his music club, as I am a member. And every month I get 2 tracks off the new album that's going to be released in 2013.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think a lot of musicians are doing this now. They set up sites and clubs and you prepay for the album to help them produce the album. So I like it.
Makes sense. Do you have some for us?
I do. This one is called Carolina Blue Eyes.
Teddy Pressburg. And what's the name of that tune?
Carolina Blue Eyes.
It's got a really nice vibe to it.
Yeah, you like
we may
it?
Change it to our theme song. Good evening. It's a big five. Turn that up again. It's a big 550 KTRS. Smooth jazz in the PM. How you doing, ladies? Ladies. Send this out to my Triple M girls. Yes. So, I don't know, I was expecting more of an R&B soaring vocal. Is it really just kind of a...
You know, when you catch him on his live shows, you're going to get a lot of that. But I think on the album, there's just a lot of instruments and a lot of... What have we got? It's a soul rub. What's a soul rub, Carney?
Well, it depends how you do it. No, I'm going to leave that. I'm just leave that right there. TeddyPressburg.com for more information. The CD comes out next year, but you can get in the club and get your hands on this stuff. Oily. All right, what else you got?
Oh, man, this is so good. So last week when I left here, I was feeling so jazzed up that I decided to stop back into the Oyster Bar, and the Ben Miller Band was there, who I'd never seen before. Never.
The Glenn Miller Band.
Ben.
Nope.
Okay, you know I don't feel good.
Sorry. That didn't
no.
help?
Is that no.
What you're saying? Okay.
The Ben Miller Band. And Here's the great story with these cats. They live in Joplin, Missouri. And they were driving towards Kansas because they had it arranged where they were going to go on tour and open up for ZZ Top. And in the car, packed up, picture this, musicians, ready to go. And they got the call to not go, turn around, stop. You can't, something's happened. So their tour got canceled. So they had several open dates, like they had 3 weeks of open dates. So the Oyster Bar was kind enough to go ahead and throw them in.
So we don't know what happened, why they didn't get to open up for ZZ Top?
Well, I'm not sure if I can say what happened.
You mean you know?
I don't know if I know everything. I just know what happened.
All right, well, tell me off the air and I'll be the one with the slander lawsuit.
Okay.
All right, so tell me about the Ben Miller Band, other than that they didn't get to play for ZZ Top.
Well, I think what the description I've gotten from him, and I saw him live, and I was just blown away. It's Ozark Stomp. How do you like that?
That doesn't mean anything to me, really.
Well, to me, it means a mix of old-style blues and bluegrass, zydeco, folk, and some hip-hop.
All right.
And there's three of them. It's a three-piece. They've been doing this for a long time. They're playing instruments I've never even seen before. Like, not only the washboard, but like some kind of in a wash tub. It was amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where are they playing? Not with ZZ Top. We know that.
No, they're not going to travel with ZZ Top. They've got a great website. It's called thebenmillerband.com. They're on the label of Mud Stomp Records, which I thought that was kind of cool. And like I said, they're from Joplin, Missouri. So you can catch them every Tuesday at the Blackthorn Pizza. Every Tuesday they have a gig there. So if you're as far out as Joplin, check them out.
TheBenMillerMan.com. We're going to go out with them. Again, playitforwardstl.org, too. Looking for some horns. Any other help you can do as well. Sam, you rock. What are we going out with musically?
This is a great song. It's called Chocolate Jesus.
Chocolate Jesus.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you, dear. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I don't go to church on Sunday, and I don't get down on my knee to pray. I don't memorize no books of no Bible. Well, I got my own special way. Well, I know Jesus.
person loves me. Maybe just a little bit more. Well, I fall in on my knees every Sunday. Dinner to live at least candy store. And it's gotta be the chocolate and Jesus. Make me feel good inside.
Well, I think it's working. As soon as we get off the air, I'm going to go testify. What I'm going to do. I love that music.
Isn't that great?
I love that music.
I'm going to leave you the CD as a gift.
Thank you. The Ben Miller Band and the BenMillerBand.com, the website, Blackthorn Pizza every Tuesday night. Sam, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll see you next week.
Okay, looking forward to that. I believe Dan Dirkold's on the loose. Our critic at large and renowned music author. A visit with him coming up in seconds. We'll talk about some upcoming shows not to miss and a lot of new releases. We'll cover that when the Thursday Night Music Club continues. The Carney Show on the Big 550 KTRS.